The Blink Festival starts tonight in downtown Cincinnati and over the Rhine. The four-day light and art show features projections, interactive light sculptures, and murals. But it also features music and sound, including a soundscape created especially for the show. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. When the sun goes down tonight, Blink starts with a parade down Vine Street. Projectors will click on, and buildings and sculptures will light up from Findlay Market to the Banks. There are six stages in between that will feature musicians and live music each night. At the Freedom Center, though, there will be sounds of a different sort. Zach Greenberg composed a nearly 45-minute soundscape that will enhance the light show projected onto the Freedom Center.
It's called The Sounds of the Future City, and I went around all of Cincinnati and did field recording of things that I felt were very representative of the city.
That includes the sounds of cicadas, traffic, fountains, Findlay Market,
next stop, Liberty and Race,
and the streetcar. He describes the soundscape as a magical ride on the streetcar as it travels not just downtown, but all over the city.
What it's really all about of capturing all of those is, you know, there's a translation breakdown between reality and anything captured. Pictures never like being there.
Greenberg says sound and visual art not only go hand in hand, but are necessary for one another. He likens it to watching a film without a music soundtrack.
A lot of times people aren't aware of it until it's either there or not there. Both pieces could exist and would exist by themselves, but there's no way for it to be as emotive without each other. You know, if it was just the visuals, they would still be amazing, but there's no way for it to get inside of your soul quite the same way.
The 27-year-old has created music he's embedded within the soundscape. The melody is based on a photo. It's a picture of the city's skyline, reflected in the Ohio River. It makes up the musical staff.
I put the skyline directly in the middle of two staves. The actual image was in the treble clef, and then the reflection was in the bass clef. And all the peaks and valleys took those notes, and that created kind of the main melody for the whole piece.
That melody can be heard throughout the soundscape, played on a piano, the only instrument used for the project. Greenberg came to Blink with a growing interest in how sound affects people. He's working with his grandmother on a therapeutic nonprofit, Musicians for Health. The idea is to get people to focus on spatial awareness through sound.
If you're working or living or just in a high-stress environment, you know, you can just put in your earbuds and put on some sort of sound. You know, it doesn't need to be music necessarily. Like, it doesn't need to be a song. It could just be, you know, just something that kind of sets a tone.
He says the art therapy can enhance or open people up to more traditional treatments. Greenberg will also be performing at Blink on stage at Court and Walnut near the Charlie Harper mural. He won't be playing his original composition. Instead, he'll play folk, jazz, blues, and kids' music. Blink starts tonight and continues through Sunday evening. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.